This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus on this Thursday morning. Brady Bowman with you here, and we got a jam-packed show. Jam-packed show, a lot of content for your dollar, which is free because it's radio. We got a lot of great stuff. Today we got Jason Snell here from Fort Riley. We also got Monica Smith from Fort Riley. Monica Smith, the Education Services Specialist. And, of course, we got Master Sergeant Jason Snell, Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. Good morning, both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Brady. Thank you.
How's our Thursday going so far?
It's great.
So far, so good.
Weather's good.
It's not another Monday yet, so it's
good. No, we're 4 days away from our Monday. Is it four? Yeah, 4 days away from our Monday. But 1 day away from our weekend, most importantly. One thing going on right now, well, maybe just a little quick preview of what we're going to be talking about overall. At this first segment, we'll go ahead and hit the Hiring Heroes Career Fair that's going on right now. In the second segment, after our first break, we'll talk about Fort Riley's combined graduation. It is that time of year, but let's go ahead and start with the Hiring Heroes Career Fair that is going on right now. Started at 9 a.m. and goes till 2 p.m. at Riley's Conference Center on Post.
That's correct. Right now, so they've got over 80 employers. I spoke with the gentleman who was putting it together, Mr. Jimmy Clark. With the Hiring Heroes, it is a DOD-sponsored program, and this is one of our two large annual career fairs that we do every year, with the one in the fall being through Army Community Service and the Education Services Center. This one is really good. They did a networking event yesterday, kind of to pregame the actual career fair today. Like I said, there's over 80 employers. They had 18 employers on standby, so I don't know. I had to come over here for this, so I wasn't there for the start of it, just to help set up and everything, but should be a pretty good turnout.
It started back in 2007, so 11 years. It's weird for me to think that 2007 was 11 years ago,
right.
but it was, and it's been successful. I mean, there's a reason it's going on 11 years
now. It is.
Now.
They focus primarily on injured, wounded, or disabled soldiers and veterans, but it, of course, it's open to everybody. And if anybody who doesn't have DOD access, I would recommend, you know, get over to the visitor center and at Henry Gate and get your access, get in, check it out.
When it comes to the origins of this career fair and kind of how it got started, what was that process to get it going?
I'm not sure the exact process to get it going. Like I said, it was something that was orchestrated by the DOD, and the people that facilitate this, they're actually out of Washington, D.C., and they work in the Pentagon. So they do travel, and they travel nationwide going to just about every major military installation across the United States to provide this opportunity. Most, I'd say half the employers are some kind of federal entity. So there's a lot of opportunities there if you ever want to try to work for the federal government. And then, of course, there's local, regional, and national employers as well.
And I think I mentioned maybe, I don't know if it was last month or time before that you were in here. We were kind of previewing this a little bit, and I remember covering this back in my Mercury days. I think it was maybe one of the early fairs, and I was pretty amazed just by how many people were there,
right,
but just how many vendors were there, how many employers were there, and a lot of diversity as far as the different types of businesses that were there.
Sure. It is a very diverse group of employers there. And, even if you've got a comfortable job, if you're not really prospecting to seek employment in any time in the near future, I'd still go, if nothing else, for the networking aspect of it. Networking's always key at furthering your career. There's always opportunities available that you just might not know ever existed.
Brady Bowman here with Master Sergeant Jason Snell, Fort Riley with the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. We also got Monica Smith, Education Services Specialist. And Monica, I'll get your thoughts here on the fair, especially from your perspective, being Education Services Specialist. I'm sure there's a lot of education services and just education industry in general that's maybe involved with this career fair.
Yeah, a lot of times people are looking to move into another position, but they really don't know how or don't necessarily have all the skills and requirements that they need. So that's where education comes into play. They might need to go back to school, get some certifications, and then that can help them into, you know, improve their resume and, you know, make more themselves more marketable in the job market.
And Jason, when you're looking at this, especially being part of the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program, which really kind of works so hand in hand with a career fair like this, what are some of the challenges that you usually hear from folks who are looking to transition kind of back into civilian life and trying to find another career that's outside the military?
Well, Brady, I'd say the two biggest challenges are number one, not being unsure of what you want to do for a career or whether what you do in the military can actually translate into the civilian career field. The other thing would be trying to get that time to be able to work on this future career and still maintaining the mission requirements from the military. We have a very heavy workload. Fort Riley is constantly drinking from the fire hose, you know, running 120 miles an hour. So it's really tough on the soldiers and their leaders to be able to devote the time, not only to research, but to actually resource and obtain some of these, you know, degrees, certifications, and credentials.
Talking about the Hiring Heroes Career Fair that's going on post right now, Riley's Conference Center, started about 11 minutes ago, goes to 2 p.m., so still got plenty of time.
Sure.
For folks wanting to check that out, what's some things that they should have on hand? Should they go ahead and have a resume on hand and those sort of things?
Absolutely. Anytime you go to any kind of networking event, job fair, always go with the expectation of speaking with someone, conducting an interview, turning in your resume, make sure everything's polished up, have your two-minute elevator speech ready to go. It's not much, but business casual is a standard attire for these events. So I would just get ready and clean up and go.
Because you might be doing an interview.
That's
today.
True. You might very well might be. There's a lot of opportunities. They set aside one of the smaller rooms in Riley's so they can conduct interviews. So there is definitely the potential for that.
So the odds are good that if you go in there, you might be able to walk out with a job offer today.
Absolutely.
And that's probably so key, especially when you talk about the transition. For anybody on a job search, the hardest part about a job search is just finding that discipline of patience.
Oh, yeah.
When you're on the job search and just how much you have to wait sometimes. Sometimes you might not know for weeks or months, but with career fairs like this, there's a good chance that you can get going pretty quick.
It is. You're absolutely right.
Looking at the let's just go back to the Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. Hiring Heroes Career Fair is a big part of that, but I'm sure you're doing a lot of other things throughout the year as well.
We are. And like I said, we have two major job fairs every year. There's an ongoing process. So you think of it as evolution. You're trying to build yourself. You're trying to sell yourself, just as if you would a piece of equipment, a car, or a house, or something like that. And the better that you stockpile your resources, your assets, and your capabilities, the more marketable you're going to be to those employers. It's a competition, is what it is. Fortunately, there's a lot of agencies that come together and try to provide these services for service members, their families, and just about anybody in general. You have Army Community Service, you have the SFL TAP, USO Pathfinder, and of course, we work with the workforce center, their local workforce centers. They do resume writing classes, LinkedIn classes, Dressing for Success, job preparation workshops. All these different workshops and opportunities are available. And like I said, for those that aren't, you know, don't have access to the installation, the Workforce Center is a very, very excellent place to try to do this. In most cases, if you just call one of these agencies and say, hey, I'd like to set up a mock interview to practice, prepare for this job that I'm interviewing for next week, they'll set it up for you.
And you mentioned this before, and I just want to touch on this one more time, that there is a special emphasis placed on wounded warriors transitioning out of the military. And I'm sure that's where a career fair like this is so important, because I'm sure that you have a lot of folks and employers there that are ready to take on wounded warriors and understand that background.
Absolutely. Just about any major corporation, any corporation really has a great equal opportunity policy. So with that, you know, just because a veteran is wounded or ill or injured, it doesn't mean that they can't perform their functions in whatever capacity. And the fact that they are a veteran and they do have so much more to bring forth, like their military values, their core values, that fundamental leadership basis that all veterans have. It really brings a lot to the table for these employers.
What do you think? So maybe a couple of things, and we'll just hit this real quick before we go to our first break. But when it comes to veterans and wounded veterans, what are some things that employers maybe are always maybe misunderstand about veterans and wounded veterans? And then with that, what are they usually kind of surprised with when they bring them on?
I think the biggest stigma out there is that, you know, all these veterans have post-traumatic stress, or they have some kind of issues from combat or whatever. And that's really not the case. Many of us do have post-traumatic stress or have suffered some sort of injury, whatever, going, you know, just multiple combat tours. But you know, at the end of the day, we're all just people too. It's no different than if you had a car accident, you know, 5 years ago, you could have post-traumatic stress from that. It all affects different people differently. And just because it's a different type of post-traumatic stress, that doesn't factor in. Not saying that every veteran or service member has post-traumatic stress, but there is a stigma along with it, I think, that the general public sees because based on a lot of media publicity.
All right. Anything else real quick on this before we move on?
No, the one thing I will mention is our Keep Tour. We have the Keep Veterans Here program. It's a collaboration between us, and last year we worked with the Kansas Secretary of Commerce and the Governor's Office to try to provide more opportunities to encourage transitioning service members and their families to stay in Kansas. With that, we've previously done tours to McPherson and Emporia, and they've turned out really well. Had, you know, probably about average about 15 soldiers per trip. But what we do is we go out, they network with local leadership, some of the businesses, educational institutions in general, and just kind of see what those communities have to offer. Next week on the 15th, we'll be doing it right here in Manhattan. And Dr. Grice from K-State has orchestrated that whole thing. I know there's supposed to be a lot of people there. We're going to tour some businesses and stuff there. We'll do some networking. So it'll be a really good event.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take our first break. And again, Hiring Heroes Career Fair going on right now goes to 2 o'clock today at Riley's Conference Center on Post. More about Fort Riley and graduation coming up after the break here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep.